This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has officially launched its campaign for election as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, for the 2020-29 term. Launching India's candidature at the UN headquarters in New York, External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jaishankar said, "The world is facing growing conflict and instability, making the role of the United Nations more critical than ever."
As a candidate, it is natural that member states would like to understand what India brings to the table. One part of that is our vision of the priorities that the world and the United Nations must address. The other is a track record which enables the international community to make its own judgment. Let me address the priorities first. As we contemplate the global order, India's focus will be on working for a secure, peaceful and equitable world.
Highlighting India's credentials, Dr. Jaishankar said, India has contributed nearly 3 lakh personnel to about 50 UN peacekeeping missions since the organization's inception. India has previously served 8 terms as a non-permanent member of the Security Council, most recently in 2021-22. The mortal remains of 15 Indian tourists who lost their lives in a boat tragedy near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam arrived in Mumbai last night. The victims were flown from Ho Chi Minh City on a Vietnam Airlines flight after Indian diplomatic missions coordinated the repatriation process with Vietnamese authorities. India's largest global textile event, Bharat Tags 2026, began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh inaugurated the 4-day event. The event is showcasing India's growing global leadership in textiles, fashion, sustainability, technology, innovation, investment and international trade. Inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 5F vision, farm to fiber, to factory, to fashion, to foreign, Bharat Tags 2026 has evolved into a premier global platform for business, investment, innovation, policy, dialogue and strategic partnerships across the textile value chain. International exhibitors from 14 countries are participating in the event. The event will bring together over 350 speakers, including international experts, national industry leaders, policy makers and thought leaders from more than 20 countries. In Jharkhand, Latehar District Police have arrested a regional commander of the banned CPI Maoist, Ravindra Ganju, carrying a reward of 20 lakh rupees from the Chandwa Police Station area. Jharkhand Police had announced a reward of 15 lakh rupees on him, and NIA announced 5 lakh rupee reward for his arrest. Police said Ganju was the prime accused in the Maoist attack on a police team near Lukia Mor in Chandwa on November 22, 2019, in which 4 police personnel were killed. In Odisha, the sacred Nobo Jobono Darshan of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra will be held today at the Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri, marking the first public appearance of the sibling deities after the fortnight-long Onosoro period. Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today departed for Doha to convey condolences on behalf of the government and people of India on the sad demise of Qatar's father, Amir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. The Minister of External Affairs said the father Amir was instrumental in building modern Qatar and a great friend of India. It said that father Amir will be remembered for his invaluable contribution to building India-Qatar's relationship. United States launched strikes on Iran for the 3rd consecutive night, marking a new escalation in the resumption of hostilities. U.S. Central Command CENTCOM said the strikes will continue, imposing a heavy cost on Iranian forces and degrade the ability to attack innocent civilians and commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump threatened to destroy Pickaxe Mountain, a deeply buried nuclear site near Natanz, where Western intelligence suspects Iran is building an undeclared enrichment facility. The death toll from a huge fire in Bangkok music bar has increased to 30. Bangkok city officials today said that more than 70 people remain hospitalized, with 24 of them are in critical condition. In the FIFA World Cup, France will take on Spain in the first semi-final at Dallas Stadium in Texas, U.S. tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.